This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Brought to you by our friends at EMP 180 Weight Loss. They're the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. EMP180weightloss.com. Of course, Super Bowl's on Sunday, and join us right now to talk about it. Former Cincinnati Bengal, longtime NFL analyst, currently working for Sky Sports, Solomon Wilcott. Hey, Solomon.
Good morning.
So you know what? Before you jumped on, our producer said, asking about cartilage repair, and it's funny because we're all 47, right? I've had five knee surgeries. Now, one of the other guys played college basketball, and he's got banged up shoulders. He plays golf all the time. So this is actually right up our wheelhouse. Tell us what you're doing with cartilage repair.
Well, you guys should know that there are more than 500,000 cartilage repair surgical procedures performed in the U.S. every single year. And most people, when they have some kind of cartilage repair, they're usually having the damaged portions of the cartilage removed. Once all of the cartilage is removed, you're rubbing bone on bone, which is a position no one wants to be in.
Yep.
Typically, you'd have to have a microfracture surgery to stimulate blood supply in the area to give you some relief from the bone on bone. But there's a company, Vericel. They have a cartilage repair technique. It's called MACI, M-A-C-I. And basically, it's what they call an autologous stem cell therapy, where they can take portions of the healthy tissue of your cartilage. They lay it on a membrane for 3 weeks, and they actually grow it, almost like in a petri dish, and then they go back in and inlay it next to the real good tissue that you still have there, and it adheres to the good cartilage, it adheres to the bone, and this is going to revolutionize orthopedic medicine. Many of the NFL teams and college teams are currently using this in sports right now. Five-time Olympic swimmer Dara Torres, she has had the procedure. And she'll tell you that it not only gives you an opportunity to continue to compete at a high level, but it gives you back your quality of life. If you're a weekend warrior like you guys are at 40, and you're going out and wanting to continue to play golf and play sports, you can continue to do that. And the MACI product by Vericel allows it to happen.
Mm. It's so much harder, though, every year, Solomon, so much harder to do. But I try. All right, so let's talk about this game. So, you know, we were just kind of talking about it amongst ourselves before you came on. Eagles are obviously a very good team. But when I look at it and I look at the quarterbacks, I just don't know if Foles – and I said the same thing about the NFC Championship game. Now, obviously I was wrong. But this is a totally different stage. I'm just not sure Foles makes enough plays over four quarters to beat Brady. What are you thinking?
Oh, you're right. He's got to make significant number of plays, and he's completing 77% of his passes in the two postseason games so far with three touchdowns, no interceptions. And, you know, Brady and that offense, they're the number one ranked offense in the NFL, averaging 28 points a game. You know, I kind of always look at the numbers. Obviously, I look at the styles in which both teams play, how smart they are, how disciplined they are, the ability to avoid penalties. But the point production is, that's what matters. And the ability to your defense to keep the other team from scoring, these are the things that matter. And the Eagles are going to have to score 30 or more points because Brady is going to get his 28. Mm-hmm. They average 28. He'll get that 28. Just kind of like the Falcons last year. They got to 28 points. They couldn't get to 30, and it wasn't enough. Even though they had this great lead, still wasn't enough to beat the Patriots. So Nick Foles is going to have to make significant plays. But he needs help from the defense of keeping Tom Brady hemmed in and maybe keeping the point total down. He's maybe going to need help from the defense to do what they did in the NFC Championship game, score a touchdown on an interception return, or maybe put the offense on a short field by getting turnovers. It's not for Nick Foles to beat Tom Brady. It's for the entire team. And if everyone participate in a complimentary way, I think the Eagles are good enough now to stay in this game, to compete with the Patriots, and even possibly win, even though, you know, even money says you got to take the Patriots.
Right, right. So you think the Pats will get to 28 minimum?
Yeah, I think Brady gets his. Yeah. He always does.
Right, right. I agree. And if you look at the Patriots with Brady in the Super Bowls, historically they have kind of started slow in these games. I mean, they've had to come back in a few of these games. It's not like they come out and start blasting the opponent and are up 14-0 in the first. I mean, they have had some games where they had to score. You know, obviously last year's typical. I mean, they had to come back from 25 down and beat the Falcons. But so maybe the Eagles can jump on them early. But, man, you just know Brady in the second half is going to be a totally different quarterback than the first.
You know, for 18 years that Belichick and Brady have been there, I've covered them. You go back and look at them, they start the season slow.
Yep.
In September, Bill Belichick always said, we don't know what we have. We don't need to be, we don't need to be great in the month of September. He said, you know, we need to be great in December and January, and now February. Even this year, earlier this year, when Kansas City Chiefs beat them and blew them out, and they started to leak oil a little bit this year. When Brady was missing last year at the beginning of the season, you know, people thought, oh, it was going to spell their demise. And I think the games kind of play out the way that their seasons play out. I think they use that first quarter to kind of feel out the opponent, to understand how they're going to be attacked and how they want to attack. And they're collecting data along the way. And then once they lock in on you, they figure out you're a one-trick pony and that's all you got, that's all you can give them, and here they come, and they're going for the knockout punch. And that's kind of how they play a game. It's similar to how they prepare for an entire season.
Solomon, I really like the way the Eagles have approached bringing in Jay Ajayi. They weren't just like, here's the ball, you're going to carry it 20 or 25 times. They incorporated him into the offense relatively slowly. He hasn't had 20 carries as an Eagle yet. He had 18 against Minnesota in the NFC title game, but he's just a piece, like you said earlier. They're not relying on him to be the workhorse. They use him with Blunt. They use him with Clement. I like the way they've incorporated Ajayi into the attack, and I think he's going to play a pretty big role if the Eagles win on Sunday.
Well, yeah, well, you know, the Eagles do have the number one ranked rushing attack in the NFL, and, you know, Jay Ajayi, he teams up with LeGarrette Blunt, former Patriot. And I mean, people forget, Blunt had over 1,000 yards last year rushing for the Patriots. 18 rushing touchdowns. That's no joke. And I think even the Vikings defense found out what kind of load this guy can be. For a 250-pound man, he's got sweet feet. And then you team him up, as you mentioned, with Jay Ajayi, who's more explosive. I think they're going to give the Patriots a handful. Leonard Fournette did it early in the game against the Patriots, who was able to run the ball. But these two guys, I think, can be effective behind a very underrated Eagles offensive line that's really good. I think they can really give the Patriots fits in that running game for four full quarters.
Hmm. Let me switch gears with you as we're talking to Solomon Wilcott, former Bengal, longtime NFL analyst. Now you can check him out, Sky Sports. Of course, here in D.C., big move, the trade for Alex Smith. You talked about covering Tom Brady for years. You've covered Alex Smith for years. What will the Redskins get from Alex Smith and a quarterback?
You're going to get one of the smartest guys in the NFL. You're going to get a brilliant young man. Andy Reid, when I've talked with him, he says that Alex Smith has tremendous bandwidth. That's the way he described the kind of information that Alex Smith can process, that he can really retain a lot of information. He can help you run the offense from the field and from under center. He's very mobile and very athletic. He went to Helix High School, where he was a teammate of Reggie Bush, mm-hmm. and he was primarily an option quarterback. He wasn't a passing quarterback. And he's a guy that knows how to manage games, knows how to win games. It's proof that he took the University of Utah to an undefeated season as a quarterback playing for Urban Meyer. And he nearly aced the Wonderlic test when he was at the scouting combine in Indianapolis the year he was drafted. The guy has some amazing talent. He's very smart. If you go back and look, for 7-8 consecutive years, single-digit interception. He does not turn the ball over. And when I played on defense in the NFL, you play with a quarterback who understands that he doesn't have to win it. You got an entire team that's going to help you win the game. Mm-hmm. What we need from you as a quarterback, we don't need you to lose it. And Alex Smith understands that. He doesn't have to play with this great ego. Don't try to be Tom Brady, Drew Brees, Peyton Manning. There's only a few of those. Know who you are. Play within yourself. Let's keep the game manageable. Let's go out and win. And if you look at what he's done the last couple of years, I think last year he had the best season ever where he led the league in quarterback rating. He did not lose the game against the Titans. It was the way they called the game, mm-hmm. the inability to run it. They didn't give Hunt opportunities to run the ball, and the secondary couldn't cover Gronk. That's why they lost. Yeah. If you go back and look at his performance, it was a winning performance.
Yeah. That game against the Titans, it was a collective choke job for the offense there in Kansas City. Let me ask you this. For Cousins, what do you think personally is the best situation for him as a free agent?
You know, I thought the 49ers situation would have been good for him, but now they have Jimmy G and mm-hmm. the Niners have moved on. I think Denver could be a good situation for him because it's a good team around him. Conversely, I'm not so sure about the Cleveland situation, how good that would be for him, or even the New York Jets. I think Kirk Cousins is a good football player. If you ask me who would I want, Alex Smith or Kirk Cousins, I would take Alex Smith. I feel much more comfortable with him. His first 6 years in the league, he played for six different coordinators, but he survived it. And that tells you a lot about Alex Smith. But I like what Kirk brings to the table. I think Denver right now would be a really good situation for him.
Solomon, you got to run. And Solomon Wilcox, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Hey, guys, I want your listeners to know you can go to www.macy.com. That's Macy, M-A-C-I, Macy.com to find a specialist in your area that's performing the procedure.
Perfect.
Got it.
Awesome.
Perfect.
Thank you. Appreciate it,
thanks,
buddy.
Solomon.
Thank you, guys.
All right, Solomon Wilcox. I agree with him. I think if I was Kirk Cousins, I would choose Denver.
I think it's a logical choice.
Hey, let me ask you this. Now, Nick Foles is under contract for another year.
I believe so, yeah.
So if he wins the Super Bowl, all right, I know he can't just choose where he wants to go.
Right.
But if he wins the Super Bowl and beats Brady and played like this, mm-hmm. even though small sample size this year, are teams going to come after him? Maybe trades?
I think if you're the Eagles, you sell him at an all-time high. Why wouldn't you?
You have to, right?
Yeah, of course.
And then if they don't, you know, he sits in behind Wentz because he's not going to start over Wentz.
No.
But he sits behind Wentz for a year, and then when he's not that old, he's 29.
Mm-hmm.
That could be a really good situation for him.
Yeah, I sell it a high, my friend.
Yeah.
Definitely.
What's your vibe? You think Nick Foles wins the Super Bowl?
No, I think the Patriots win again.
Yeah.
No, I don't think that Nick Foles is going to outdo Tom Brady.
But do you think it'll be
close? Patriots probably win just because I'm used to it. But I'm, like, deep down, if I didn't have, like, the bias and everything, for some reason I believe the Eagles, as the dog, are going to win this.
I just think it's their year.
But Foles I always root against the Patriots, and more often than not.
I'll be rooting against them, too. I just don't see it. Maybe I'll be wrong. Hopefully I'm wrong.
All right, a little bit later, Brandon Lang will join us. We will talk winners with him, talk about the Super Bowl right here on The Junkie.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
MP180weightloss.com. Works. Lost 20 pounds of fat.
That's right. You're a graduate.
Maintained it.
Good job.
I think I'm getting fatter. I had some ice cream last night. I felt so guilty.
Oh, ice cream's delicious.
That's the fattest thing you could eat.
Probably.
I had to get gas on the way home last night. It was late. I stopped at the gas station. And I hadn't eaten since, I don't know, 6:30. And it was close to 11:30. And I could just opt to go to bed. But I was like, let me get something while the gas is pumping. And so I went inside. Total hostage. I bought a Quest bar, which is fairly healthy.
Okay.
$3.45.
Wow.
$3.45.
I've never heard of a
that
Quest
bar. Price.
It's just
like some sort of like protein
in the nutrition
bar
game.
Low carb protein bars.
Yeah. Oh, that's maybe it doesn't sound.
But like, is that like a Cliff bar?
Sure.
Similar.
Did
to
it
that.
Taste like butt?
No. It tasted good.
Yeah.
I've had Quest bars. My wife's been having Quest bars for years. But I mean, $3.45. Believe me, I thought about going for the ones that were 99 cents.
Of course,
they're called Snickers.
Yeah, the ones that are loaded with sugar and nougat and caramel.
Right, probably would have satisfied.
And it would have tasted a lot better and cheaper.
All right. So since the Redskins made the deal for Alex Smith, EB said he's pretty much done with Kirk Cousins. I believe he even called him a weasel at one point because you want him basically to come out with that full page ad saying thank you to the
fans. I know that'll come eventually, but I also he was basically disingenuous the entire time. Publicly by kind of acting like there was a chance.
Right.
And a lot of people, you guys, I guess, all saw.
I know, but
I was going to say, you bought into that. We kept saying he's just saying the right thing.
Politician, right?
Correct. I admit it. And
you got all hyped because he said something about Josh Doctson in the future.
Yeah, he said a lot of the right things, I thought. But I think he's just a dis.
But I mean, he's not going to.
Part of me that thinks he's a disingenuous douche.
He's not going to say.
The other part of me says.
He's not going to hate him now.
There's another part of me that says I would never sign long term with Bruce Allen either, especially if I had someone who's going to give me even more money.
Right. So how can you blame him?
But I don't.
He never could have said, you know what? Deep down, I really want to leave. I can't wait till I can finally leave this horrible
franchise.
Yeah,
he would never say that. It's too diplomatic. It just seems obvious.
He had to say the diplomatic things. But anyway, he was caught. It appears to be at, like, the EA party. We talked to D. Smith. This appears to be the EA party last night.
Kirk, obviously you're the biggest stock in the NFL right now. You're the hottest free agent. How do you feel about that? How did you feel about the initial trade?
You know, teams got to do what's best for them. You know, I had a phenomenal 6 seasons in Washington and really can't say enough good things about, you know, my experience there.
Are you a bit sad?
It's tough to move on from teammates, from, you know, everybody involved with the organization. I have relationships with them, from coaches to teammates to the chaplain to, you know, even friends in the community, our neighbors. We're really,
you're a little bummed.
Pretty plugged into the community.
Yeah, so he's saying the right things.
Yeah.
He always says the right things. He's great in the mic.
He's dead to me.
Come on.
I don't really care about it. I'm a bigger Redskins fan than I am a Kirk Cousins fan.
All right, but you act like he's a bad guy.
He's not a bad guy. He's not a bad guy. He was definitely disingenuous.
Solomon Wilcots is like the second guy this week to come on the show and say Alex Smith is an upgrade over Kirk Cousins. I think Charlie kind of said that.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's their personal opinion.
I happen to disagree. But
I disagree as well. I'd rather have Kirk Cousins as my signal caller.
But I'm okay with Alex too. I'm actually okay with
Alex. See, saying that makes me think that you secretly, silently, you're going to still root for Kirk.
Why? Because I call him a disingenuous
I know,
douche.
But you... No, hold on. You're missing my point.
I am.
Who do you think the better quarterback is?
I said from the day one, I think that Kirk is a better quarterback
overall. So to support your argument, you secretly want him to put up numbers.
No. There's no secret. I think he will put up numbers. I'm not rooting against him. I'm not. He's just dead to me in the sense that I'm now locked in on Alex. He's my new boy toy. Mm-hmm. And I hope that he performs at a level he did last year.
I hope that Kirk wins the Super Bowl next year and that Alex Smith flops. It just reinforces that the Redskins front office is a bunch of
now, you know,
buffoons.
That's not good for us.
Yeah, but
if the Redskins, if Redskins went on a run and won a Super Bowl, you'd hit number one bonus
of
probably
course,
three,
but I, but,
two out of the four.
But
books.
I'm a realist. I know that's not going to happen as long as we're talking into these mics. We have a limited shelf life. We've already burned 22 years of it. You think the Redskins are going to win a Super Bowl in the next 8 to 10 years? I don't.
See, he believes in the curse. We're the guys who buy Buttcoin at its peak.
Yeah, Buttcoin hoard us.
I don't believe in curses. Correct. Right.
I don't believe in curses either.
I believe
you know what
in
I
bad
do believe
luck.
In? Here's what
How
I do believe
that?
In. Poor ownership and mismanagement of franchises.
I
That's
that.
What I believe in.
I believe that too. I mean, everyone agrees. But you can still get lucky.
Yeah, exactly. Can't you get lucky?
Yeah. They're not going to be a dominant franchise for years to come. Sure, but they could pop one year.
But that's been their whole MO since Snyder's been over.
But Ursae's known as a donk, right?
What's the pop?
Ursae's got
a good year.
Ursae's a donk.
They've had good years.
12 wins.
And he's boxing Andrew Luck.
They won a division.
A playoff run is a pop.
You don't get lucky and do that. You got to be good.
You'd be good that year, but you get lucky to kind of, you got to be good, but it can be the circumstances that kind of got fortunate that it all played out. Of course. Look, the Bidwells got to a Super Bowl.
Cardinals
Ursae's a donk. Pill popper.
Do you want to do a rest of, career bet?
Bartolo's a donk.
Let's do a rest of career bet right now. Redskins never reach Super Bowl as long as we are either broadcasting or podcasting.
Saying that they will. I'm holding out hope that they can. I'm not saying they will.
Yeah, but the whole, maybe you get lucky one year and ascend to the Super Bowl. It just.
No, and have a playoff run.
It seems so far-fetched. And so.
All he said is he's upset that you're actually rooting against Alex Smith.
That I have something against Alex Smith.
Why don't you root for both?
I just think Snyder is a poisonous owner.
Allen
is a snake. And they don't deserve anything good to happen to Alex Smith to fail?
You just heard Solomon Wilcox talk about
Here's why. Because it reinforces my argument.
He wants to be right.
But
Solomon Wilcox said he's the number one most charitable guy in the entire NFL. Best charity.
Right.
He seems to be a great dude.
He is.
And you're rooting for him to like throw 25 picks.
Right. Because he wants to be right.
Maybe I'm a monster.
You're not wrong. There isn't a human on the planet that's not related to Bruce or Dan that disagrees with you. It's the biggest sure statement that you've ever said. They're poisonous, evil, bad people. Everyone agrees. There's no argument. Everyone agrees.
But they're the head of the snake. They're not going anywhere. So why would anything ever get better?
Because you can get lucky. You can, they can hire good people.
I can't rely on, you can just get lucky.
I'm not saying to rely on.
You can hit a two-outer and get lucky.
Yeah.
Well, that's what you're reduced to. That's what you're reduced to.
Historically,
under Snyder, they've been good or lucky.
Like three or four times out of 20. Yeah,
Once every four or five years.
Yeah, I know what it is.
Right.
And so one of those times you have to have a Jacksonville-like run or a Philly-like run and get to the Super Bowl.
And I think,
get lucky.
I think let's just start with winning a division. Let's just start with getting to the playoffs before we start talking about Super Bowl.
No, of course.
And I think that they can do that in the next three or four years if Alex Smith stays healthy.
It has to be one of the every 5 years they get it to the playoffs. One of those 5 years, they make a run. Because they will be pooped the next year because this franchise is awful. You just have to hope those years they'll pop.
But back to my original point, I think that...
That's what we're reduced to.
Now you're kind of an anti-Kirk.
I'm doing a little bit of a bit, but I kind of feel that way.
But you do kind of want to see him put up numbers so you can say, see, this is what they should have had.
That's why I really thought it doesn't affect his fandom of the Redskins.
I'm not saying he's rooting against Alex Smith.
I haven't even thought of that yet.
Fine with Kirk throwing 30 touchdowns.
I think he's going to do
Broncos,
great
as long as Alex Smith gives him 20 touchdowns.
If he goes to Cleveland, he'll suck.
It'll ruin his career. And I actually think if he goes to
people go to Cleveland and they die, Cakes. I'm sorry. I don't care how good you are in another city. You go there and you die.
I wouldn't go play quarterback in New York. I wouldn't do that either. So I would stay away from Cleveland and the Jets. The others, he could probably thrive.
I think New York's a better situation than Cleveland.
It is, but it's New York. It's a nightmare.
Yeah, you got Robbie Anderson. I would get arrested all the time. Who's
I wouldn't
your next
want to be involved
receiver?
With that. Yeah.
They'll add somebody. They'll add some people.
The details of the Robbie Anderson arrest that we can't really talk about on the air.
You can say that he told the cop who arrested him for speeding a ridiculous speed. I forget what it was. That he was going to seek out his wife.
Right, and do felonious things.
A really nasty act to her.
I didn't realize he was such a nightmare.
Apparently he is. Now, he's silly. He can catch a 60-yard bomb.
Believe me, he was on my fantasy squad.
He's a lot to handle.
He was on one of my fantasy teams.
Yeah.
I do wonder, maybe we can open this up to callers real quick. And I know we have Brandon Lang join us in the next segment. 800-636-1067. So you just heard Kirk Cousins once again say the right things, going to miss the organization, whatever. And I believe he's genuine, too. I do believe he's genuine that he was appreciative of his time and he was able to thrive.
Of course.
Are you rooting for him to succeed elsewhere? Are you ambivalent, which is where I think EB is? Look, if he does well, fine. If he does poorly, fine.
If he does poorly, I guess I would look like an idiot thinking he's good. So I guess that's Jason's point, but I don't think that's an issue. I think he's going to play fine
right
wherever he goes. I think he'll play well.
Or are you rooting against him? And same thing.
Or is
Alex
he
Smith.
Dead to you like he kind of is me?
Right.
He's kind of dead to me now.
So I'd like to do a quick poll.
A mock funeral for Kirk Cousins.
800-636-1067.
That's a great idea.
I would love to do. I'm happy to do.
A
I'm
Somebody
very
asked that, though,
he's
recently.
Dead to me.
We've generally done the funerals
yes.
for the people that
Where's
like,
the
crashed and burned.
For RG3? We could repurpose it.
Yeah. I'd like to freaking put Bruce and Dan in there with them, but unfortunately, they're still alive and kicking.
Good song.
I think we've only hanged one guy. That was Billy Pack.
That's right. It was
great soundbite. He said basically college didn't matter.
Didn't we attempt to burn him?
And he
but
was supposed to be the shot down by
Fire Marshal Bill.
We had a fire marshal. That was the whole thing. We had a fire marshal there.
That was in Fairfax. Yeah.
That's back when we did crazy things. We actually had an intern walk the streets and we had listeners in cars throw dimes at her.
Right.
We had to throw dimes?
We didn't ask them to do it. They did that anyway because she was seen as a dime.
Mm. Which intern was that?
She had to
Josie.
Yeah, I'd forgotten her name.
Josie really and Omar.
Josie.
Yeah. But she had saying, to don't say the name.
No, it wasn't because she was a dime. It's because she was holding up a sign.
Oh, she was a 10 cent.
That was said. I'm a 10 cent.
Oh, that's right. It was.
But some people saw her as a dime.
You know, back in the show was actually fun.
I saw her as AWOD's intellectual equivalent.
Correct. We've had many of
now
them.
Now I feel bad for mentioning her name.
Yeah, exactly.
But I don't know her last
That's
name.
Your fault. Yeah.
Don't ask me her last
it's
name.
It's fine. It's fine. Everything's
Cakes is rooting against Alex Smith. I thought that was the guy you can't even root against.
Why so Rick, people? It's Friday.
It's Friday, yeah.
Well, why so Rick?
There's 25 minutes left of the show.
Hey, Bic, why so Rick?
Me?
Yeah, you're just yelling at everybody.
Calling Kirk a weasel and a D.
I told you, it's very transparent. I feel jilted by Kirk. I defended him the whole time. I really wanted him to stay here.
You thought that legitimately the Redskins had a chance to sign him to a long-term deal.
I did, but listen, the truth
is... Well, he wanted to stay here, too, long-term in 2016.
And 15, yeah, I know.
15 and 16.
But the truth is, they weren't going to pay him what he's going to get on the open market, so I get it. So, but at the end of the day, he has to say, it was mostly about money. Sure, Bruce is a weasel, but if they came correct with the money, I still am dumb enough to think he would sign here, but maybe I was wrong.
He wasn't listening to them.
Yeah.
I don't care what they wrote
maybe
down.
He truly doesn't like them.
They could have written
$1 billion.
I'm just saying he's got to work with them every
They're
day.
They're losers.
He's got to be there every day. So
I get it.
But you know you're going to get a better situation somewhere else.
I get it. But I'm just feeling like a jilted lover. I'm a bigger fan of the team than I am him. So he's basically dead to me. Good luck. I hope he has a great life. He obviously will. He's going to have $500 billion.
Yes. All right.
Be part, you know, great life.
I think Alex Smith.
I think Alex is a good
guy. May
not
put up the numbers that Kirk has put up in yards. And some of those measurables. But for whatever reason, I think they're going to have more wins next year with Alex Smith.
Oh, I hope you're right. There is a video.
He's not going to turn the ball over.
Someone sent me at one of the Pro Bowls. He's been to three Pro Bowls where he's missing all the golf carts and everything.
Right. And he probably went to the Pro Bowls because 20 other quarterbacks pulled out for him.
Johnny Manziel looked impressive in those same things. Put a trash can out 50 yards.
No, I know, but I mean, he was missing a lot of stuff.
Well, Pro Bowls
doesn't matter, I'm just saying.
Those are downfield passes.
I'm rooting for him.
Alex Smith throws 5-yarders.
No, last year he threw bombs.
I know.
That's
last
why
year
I got
number one.
That's actually why I'm sized.
I understand
that's because
that.
He had Tyreek Hill running 4-2s.
Yeah.
And maybe he'll finally utilize Josh Doxson.
Oh, go real quick to AJ in D.C., then we'll do Brandon.
Yeah. AJ, what's up?
Nothing much, man. I wanted to say that, you know, Kirk Cousins is dead to me. I think if you put it in perspective, over the past 2 years, his refusal to actually negotiate a real contract to stay here long term cost the Redskins, you know, keeping DeSean Jackson, Pierre Garçon.
What about the Redskins' refusal to offer him a fair market deal? What about that?
I mean,
he actually said that they gave him a legitimate offer.
They offered him a fair deal, but he didn't want to be here ultimately. He wanted to be a free agent.
That deal
and explore
was a joke.
Other options.
Not according to him. According to him,
he was saying the right things.
What part about him being diplomatic and savvy in front of the mic?
Do you think it was a fair deal now that Matt Stafford signed for $90 million guaranteed? That's not a fair deal.
He was being a politician. I mean, at the end of the day, like I said, he cost him DeSean Jackson, Pierre Garçon, even pursuing free agents like Calais Campbell, and now Kendall Fuller. you know, just because he played around with not trying to negotiate a serious
contract. Right, it's all Kirk's fault. All those guys
You're
left
blaming Kirk for everything. That's good.
All right, thank you, AJ.
Thank you, AJ.
I'll give Bruce Allen credit on one thing. Turning the fan base against Kirk Cousins.
Hey, Cakes.
That's what he's good at.
Someone is texting on the zip line. Can someone, I don't know if this is true, can someone ask Cakes if he's going to take down his Christmas lights this weekend? Are they still up?
They might be.
Are you kidding me?
I can neither confirm nor deny.
He doesn't have time.
He's at MGM all the time.
Yeah, I'm busy. I'm a busy person.
On the house? Or not on the tree?
I can't confirm or deny.
It's bushes,
either.
Trees,
and
oh, the house.
My. What a loser.
They're not on, though.
It's what Cake said last week.
Play the Beck song. Loser. This guy right here.
Coming up
next. They're still lit, Rick.
They got to come down.
Brandon Lang right here on the Junkies.
To live in Dine, LA, West side. To live in Dine, LA, where everybody try to fatten their pocket. So many hustle for the cash, so it's hard to knock.
I guess I've been Christmas light shamed. I guess I'll take them down this weekend at some point.
No, you won't. I'll bet against
it. No, wait for the coldest day of the winter and then do it.
I mean, it's gonna be pretty chilly today. So definitely not today. Maybe before the Super Bowl on Sunday.
What was the light display like?
Mediocre. I mean, it's just lights on the bushes and the
very mediocre.
The bushes,
yeah, bushes and shrubberies around my front door.
Any trees? What color were they?
They were multicolored. White.
Terrible.
I'm white trash. It's what I do. White's just so boring.
That's so fun.
You know, it's just boring.
It's also classy.
Yeah, whatever.
It looks better.
They weren't flashing though. They stayed on the whole time.
But you can't confirm or deny that your Christmas lights are still up.
Neither confirm right. nor deny that my lights are still up.
All right, Brandon Lang joins us, handicapper, BrandonLang.com, to get all of his inside nuggets and plays. He's kicked ass in the Super Bowl over the years. I don't know if he's maintained the perfect record, but he's done very, very well in the Super Bowl.
At one point, Brandon, you said you had won like 20 straight Super Bowls.
I got it to 14-0. Movie came out, and I hit the next four. Got it to 18 in a row. Then I dropped two straight. I lost Indy and Saints, and I lost Green Bay, Pittsburgh, where Green Bay kicked a covering field goal with a minute 12 to go. And it's funny because I saw Greg Jennings at the Super Bowl. I was at Radio Row on Tuesday, Wednesday, and I saw him, and I said, dude, what was the – and I told people before I asked him this question – because in that game, I got Pittsburgh plus 3.5, and Green Bay's got a 3rd-and-12 from their own 19 with 5:12 to go.
Uh-huh.
And they run a slant to Jennings. And Polamalu and Ike Taylor hit him. And if they drag him down at the 33, it's a first down. But now the clock goes. Now they're going to run it three times or have another 3rd-and-6. And if they pick that up, it's game over.
Right.
But he squirts away and gets up to like the 45. Then they run a draw to Starks, and he gets it down to the like 45. Then with field position, McCarthy throws a pass down to the 22, and then they kick the covering field goal. So I say this to him, and he goes, it was my 3rd-and-12 catch with 5 minutes to go. He said that was the biggest play of the game because he said once I said, yeah, you squirted away from my – I said he goes, yeah, I split Ike Taylor and Polamalu. I mean, he knew exactly – and people standing there going, wow. I go, yeah, that was – the only time I've been on the wrong side of this game was Denver-Seattle.
Right.
That's where I got up after the safety and looked at my wife and my father-in-law and said, I'm going to the movies. This game's a burial. It's the third play of the game. It's a burial.
Mm-hmm.
And I came back 40-8 final. So, and I still to this day haven't watched that game.
So since you went 18-0, you lost back-to-back. You lost the Saints, Colts.
And then I hit three in a row.
Then Packers.
And then
Steelers.
I lost Denver-Seattle.
Gotcha.
And now I've come back and hit three in a row again.
Of course. You pick fatties. What's all
so,
about?
But you, listen, college basketball, I go 4-0 last week, text you Saturday, my 100-dimer. I lose that.
St. Joe's.
I push with Maryland Sunday, and now I've reeled off 4-0 again.
Yep.
So I'm on an 8-1 run in college basketball, and you got the only loser on Saturday.
I know, it's just typical. I actually didn't play it because...
Thank God. I feel better now then.
Well, let me just say this. So I'm sitting with my buddies watching the UVA-Duke game. I couldn't believe what the UVA's running a clinic on Duke. And
you could have been surprised, though. That's just what they do, sort of.
No, I wasn't surprised they won the game. I was surprised at how they just limited Duke to 20 points in the first half.
They could win the national championship.
They're so good. Anyway, so,
and then so good.
We're talking, and someone texts me, and they're like, yeah, Brandon's got his 100-dimer out. I'm like, well, all right, let me text him. And then I found out what it was. So, yeah, so yeah. But I didn't play it, so you don't have to feel that bad.
Okay, I feel better now.
All right, so this game, bro, I know you're not going to – I mean – you charge a lot of money for these picks, so I know you're not going to give it to us, but what should we be
Well, no,
hey,
listen, it's if you go to BrandonLane.com and you've never taken advantage of the one-day free all-access pass, you can get it free with the one-day free all-access pass. So, I mean, if you've used it, it's got your IP address, go to a Kinko's, go to the library, and log on from there. I mean, there's ways to get it. But you ask yourself one question. It's the same question you ask yourself with the Giants in New England. Because what people don't realize is when New England gets to the Super Bowl, they're never the better team, except when they were 18-0. They're not. They're the better coach team. That's why their five Super Bowl wins have been by 3-3, 3-4, and 6. They're just close games.
Right.
Why? Because they get home field advantage. This will blow your mind. In the Brady Belichick era, they've only played 6 road playoff games. Total.
Correct.
That's mind-blowing. That's how important home field advantage is to them. And if you look at all 5 Super Bowls, they're 1 or 2 plays away from being 1-7 in Super Bowls. So when you break this Super Bowl down, it's the same thing I said to people with Minnesota in Philadelphia. I said, whoever you think's going to control the line of scrimmage, that's who's going to win the Super Bowl. And that's who's going to win the Minnesota game. And I said, so the question you ask yourself, if you think Philadelphia can get there with that defensive line, then you take Philly. If you think New England's going to step up and protect the way they did against Jacksonville, then you take New England. It's that simple, because if Nick Foles doesn't have time to throw, it's over. And if Brady's got time to throw,
it's over.
It's over.
How do you compare the defensive lines of Jacksonville and Philly?
Here's the one difference. 8 guys play a total of 41% of the snaps. That means Philly rotates 8 guys all game. Great story. I stayed at the Philadelphia Eagle Hotel, and my buddy John Meehan owns Cheerleader Strip Bar, the #1 strip bar in Philly. So I'm talking to John on this phone as I walk into the hotel room, and the Eagles are just, they're all over the place, security all over the place. I'm still wearing my wristband that I had from the hotel to get everywhere. And he goes, you run into my boy Fletcher Cox yet? And I go, yeah, I see him every day. And John says, that's my boy right there. And as I turn the corner, Fletcher Cox is sitting right there with his girlfriend and her friend. So I'm like, he's right here. You want to say hello? And John goes, yeah. So I walk over to him, and he looks at me like, who's approaching me, first of all? And security's kind of watching. And I take my phone, and I go to hand it to him. I said, somebody from Philly wants to say hello. He goes, like, real sarcastic. Goes, who? I go, John Meehan. He goes, give me that phone. He goes, takes the phone. He goes, what up, John? And he goes, just like this. He goes, listen. When we win this thing Sunday, you better keep that place open till 6 a.m. on Monday. You got that, John? Because we coming. And we coming hard. You got that, John? All right, John. I mean, how funny is that?
Yeah.
I'm Brandon Lang. I'm a sports handicapper. I'm walking around the Philadelphia Eagles Hotel. Where's Roger Goodell on this? Hey, Raj. How you doing, Raj? He's such a hypocrite. It's unbelievable.
And we know Fletcher Cox is mega horny. He was trying to proposition another dude's wife.
Oh, that's right.
Know. Yeah. I know. Great. But my point in that is that they're pretty relaxed and they're pretty confident. I don't know if that will transfer into the game, but at the end of the day, I'm pretty confident I'm on the right side. I'm pretty confident I know what I'm doing, and I'm pretty confident in number 23 or 26.
Do you like this tease that Cakes is placing with me? I'm booking his tease. All right,
yeah, I need his input here.
He likes the Eagles +10.5 over 42.5 in a 2-gamer.
How much is he betting with you?
$3.
$3,000. No, it's
three. How much is he betting with
it's
you?
Three mini dimes.
He's a woman. He's not going to bet a lot.
I don't bet a lot of money.
It's actually $3.
All right. All right. I don't know when I'm Brad Johnson. I'm sure when I move back to Vegas, I'll see you.
Yes.
I'm
going out in March, and, by the way.
Well, I don't know if we'll make it in March, but I mean, you're definitely going to be out there and out there. So, dinner in Vegas, I'm going to put that bet in with you as well.
Ooh.
I'm going to tease Philly in the over with cakes.
Well, I'm always wrong.
If you win,
I buy dinner.
I'll buy dinner.
Done.
There we go.
Booked.
So we're locked in.
So
great prop. Listen, two great prop bets for you. Two great prop bets that I'll give you three.
Real quick. Got a minute.
I know. Will Al Michaels say the name one time, Rocky?
Rocky.
If he does, it's plus 180.
Yes.
Love it.
Because of Philly.
Guarantee it.
All right.
He says it at least once. Number two, how many times will Tom Brady's age be mentioned during the telecast? The over-under is 5. I say they maybe bang it out a couple times early and never go again. Unders plus 110.
All right.
Let's rock with the under.
Yeah, like
and last
under.
But not least, Russell Westbrook, points, rebounds, and assists. Add those all up. He's minus 1.5, that total, versus total first downs for the game. Do a little mix and match with the NBA and the Super Bowl. So I'm going to say Russell Westbrook minus 1.5.
Who are the Thunder playing?
Lakers. So you know he's going to send it in.
All right. I'm going to text you some more on the prop bets.
He had 21 assists last night. BrandonLyon.com. We'll talk
Thank
to you,
you
again
buddy.
Soon.
All right,
guys.
Have a great weekend, boys.
He doesn't miss on the Super Bowl.
Just bet it all. Make sure you contact your bookie and bet it all.
Cakes.
Be safe, everybody.
Have a great weekend.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.